Well, you've hunted now over 40 years with a bow and arrow, with a gun, and I imagine all over the world you've had some exciting things happen. You probably had some close escapes. You've had a lot of wild incidents. You probably had some funny things. I'll bet you can really tell some stories.
Well, I've had some very interesting experiences, yes. Many of them. Some of them could have ended tragically. Fortunately, they didn't. Some of them ended rather humorously. I've been charged twice by polar bears. The Eskimo had to gun them down. I spent a night in a wet, cold night in a tree with a grizzly bear wolfing down around the bottom. But I think the most interesting experience I had that could have turned out tragically was hunting black bears in Alaska with a friend of mine named Bob Munger. Well, actually, I wasn't hunting. I was doing photography. We were making a film, and Bob was hunting with a bow and arrow. It was in the spring of the year, and we had worked ourselves up onto a flat tundra lake that was very flat, except that a little hammock here and there with some trees growing out of it. And we saw in one of these little clusters of trees a moose. We did a very good Indian sneaking job on him and get up to a good picture range. And I took quite a few pictures, and finally I had all I wanted. And normally, I like to sneak out in a case like that and take a little pride in having been able to do it without the animal seeing me. But in this case, Bob stood up and he waved his arms and yelled. He wanted to see the moose run off. But what we didn't know was this cow moose had a calf. And the cow moose, when you have a calf, are sometimes dangerous. And this one took us. Well, my legs were a little longer than Bob's, and I quickly got the lead, and we were running through this soft tundra, shedding cameras and bows and arrows and whatnot. And about 200 yards away was a little hillock with one lone tree growing out of it that was not big enough for the two of us, and I got there first and laid claim to it. There had been another tree there that had died and blown over with the roots sticking up in the air, and there was a hole underneath it. So I yelled to Bob to duck in the hole, which he did. And when he was in the hole, the moose paid no attention to him, came over to the tree I was on, began bumping it with their shoulder. But I was high enough. Well, about that time, Bob is out of the hole, and the moose saw him and took him for a turn around the tree, and then he ducked back in the hole. And I couldn't understand why he didn't stay in there, but the moose came back to the tree then again. And then Bob is out of the hole again.
And kept ducking in and out of the hole.
Kept ducking in and out of the hole, yeah. And it didn't make sense. But he started off across the tundra, and I yelled to him. I said, "What's the matter with your head? Get in the hole and stay there." He said, "I can't. There's a bear in there."
Oh, what a situation.
Yep.
I've seen you hunt polar bear. I saw a great show you shot in Alaska on the polar bear and the American sportsman. And to me, it's amazing. A big white bear and the white ice flows up there, and you were all in white hood and coat to use as your camouflage. And how you killed that polar bear with a bow and arrow. When did you really get interested in bow and arrow hunting for big game?
When did I get interested?
Yeah.
As I told you, I learned to hunt with my father, I hunted that way for about 20 years. And then I got interested in the bow and arrow. I killed the largest deer I ever saw or really heard of with the gun, and it was really kind of easy, and I decided I wanted a little harder way, so I took up the bow and arrow. And that's the way I got into the bow business. Yes, the polar bear is a magnificent animal. All bears have great dignity.
They do, you're right.
They have great dignity.
That's a good word.
And if you know that, you can escape trouble a lot of times. If you push a bear a little bit too much, then he may come at you. But if you just hesitate just a minute to allow a dignified retreat, you're not in trouble anymore. But there's one thing about bear hunting. First place, you shouldn't shoot female bears with cubs. And if you do mess around with them, then is when you're apt to get in trouble. The boar bear will rarely give you any trouble. He hasn't any comes to pee strictly on his own, and he's only interested in saving his skin. But the female bears are the ones that give you the trouble. The polar bear, I have great respect for. He can, out on that bleak ice pack, make himself a living. And he does it mostly by catching seals. And the seal will lie out in the sun by a hole, by an escape hole, with his nose right on it. And his head is up, looking around about 15 seconds out of every minute. He catnaps, so to speak, or seal naps.
He knows he's in danger.
He knows he's in danger, yes. And his head is up once a minute, and he scans the horizon, and it's down again.
Like the old, when the geese come into the cornfield, there's always one of them with his head looking around, and he's going to warn the other.
Yeah, but if there are a dozen seals in an area, they've all have their heads up. Well, anyhow, the polar bear has to be a great hunter, and he must, with all his bulk and size, and with his black nose and black eyes and black claws, must sneak up close enough to spring on that seal before he can get down the hole, and that takes a lot of doing. The polar bear is a great hunter. He's the best hunter of all the animals I know of.
He really is. I wouldn't think that. He's so big and cumbersome, you'd think. I guess with a white body against the white snow, he must be stealthy and quiet, huh?
Well, the Eskimos say they have the black nose, which is a giveaway. Mm-hmm. The Eskimos say in this sneak, which I've never seen, that they will cover their black nose with their paw so that the seals can't see them. That's a little hard to believe, but it could be possible. I don't know.